the ground. I think that the EV market, the electric vehicles, are just not the best idea. But people want the latest, the newest, and it's just human nature. Human nature. But today, I'm going to, because it's Friday, I'm going to basically do what I do every day, and that is tell you what's important, hopefully. We're going to talk about, in a little bit, we're going to talk about eugenics. You see, we see eugenics everywhere. Those who are at the top of the those who are elite have the right to rule. So I'm going to begin with an article. Well, no. I'm going to begin with something first. This is out of RT News. In Russia, this Kursk region, the war that has been conflict that has less than a week old. Ukrainian soldiers went into the Kursk region and attacked civilians. There are 2,000 civilians that are still unaccounted for. And Russia is stating that this is the United States is behind it. I'm not sure that I could believe that. The United States, pretty much we keep to ourselves. We don't really get involved in other countries' business. But Russia is stating that Zelensky or the Ukrainians couldn't pull this off without assistance from Germany, America, NATO nations. It is really escalating. Russia has gone in 3-4 times this week over into Ukraine. One day there's 1,900 soldiers killed in combat. Another day, there were 1,200 Ukrainian soldiers killed in combat. There are about 80,000 young people in Ukraine that are at draft age, draftable. They are bailing. They are hiding. They're not going out in the public. They're hiding. And if they do go outdoors, I've seen the videos where armed personnel come, abduct them right off the street. Take them. I've seen two videos where they come and in protest, doesn't matter how much you want to protest, you have two fit soldiers dragging them over to a military vehicle, and then they disappear. This is escalating, not just what's happening in the Middle East, but what's happening in Ukraine is escalating also. The war. Now, also here in August, Russia has planned for the new BRICS summit for this year. It's going to be, I think, at the 16th, the 22nd, 24th, just after the Democratic National Convention as it closes, Russia's having the BRICS summit. They're expecting 20,000 guests, important guests, along with media. And they're trying to, it's in a city called Kazan. This is like going to be like on the weekend at a pro boxing event in Las Vegas. That city is going to go from, it's going to increase by probably 20, 30,000 people in that 3-day period. And what is going to be discussed? I'll tell you what's going to be discussed. They're going to discuss de-dollarizing. They're going to discuss a new interbank system. It's the worldwide, let's see, the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication. The system that is used in the West has been used internationally for transferring funds. There's a new system for the BRICS nations. It's a supranational payment platform. That's going to be discussed. Payments to be conducted in national currencies with these BRICS countries. There's going to be this new development bank that's going to act as a platform for integration, conversion, and clearing. And they're going to discuss the new members that are going to interact with this new development bank. So you have the SWIFT system used in the West, and Russia has an alternative for the nations in a multipolar world network. A multipolar world system. That is going to be right after the Democratic National Convention ends. All of the attention of the nations of the world will be focused on this city in Russia, Kazan. 20,000 guests for the BRICS summit. This is, again, huge. Major. Okay. We're going to go to the next article I want to discuss. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're hopscotching. Out of New Zealand, this is out of Russian news today. We don't hear too much about it. I'm pretty sure that it's going to be discussed. Kim.com. He is an individual that he's a German-born tech executive that created Mega Upload. He created this in 2005. Immediately moved to New Zealand in 2010. It was a platform that allowed users to easily upload and share content. Well, it was seized by the FBI in 2012. Why? Because it was the Obama administration. And there was too much being shared internationally about the Obama administration, what was happening, not just by many, 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 many voices, in the U.S. internationally. The United States has charged the internet entrepreneur with racketeering conspiracy to commit copyright infringement. They'll always figure out some way to prosecute. So copyright infringement and conspiring to launder money. .com has argued his company could not be liable for user behavior. He's not taking responsibility for those who were using his service. Quote, I consider all of the information carefully. I've decided that Mr.com should be surrendered to the U.S. to face trial. This is Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith in New Zealand. This was yesterday. As is common practice, I have allowed Mr.com a short period of time to consider and take advice on my decision. I will not, therefore, be commenting further at this stage. .com apparently was aware of the decision earlier in the week, posting on X that, quote, the obedient United States colony in the South Pacific just decided to extradite me for what users uploaded to Mega Upload. Washington has alleged that .com and three other Mega Upload officials or officers did more than $50 million in damage to film studios and record companies by encouraging users to share copyrighted material. .com has been a vocal defender of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, and free speech advocate online. So charges have been described as politically motivated and weaponized lawfare. 2017.com argued that New Zealand's laws make it clear that a platform can't be held criminally liable for action of its users. In 2020, the courts ruled that the four defendants could only be extradited on copyright infringement charges, but not on money laundering, in what .com described as a mixed bag. Two of the defendants, Matthias Ortman and Brian van der Kolk, struck deals in New Zealand in 2023. They were sentenced to prison terms. And the fourth officer that was indicted died in 2022. Okay. Well, now I think it's important with what's happening. We're seeing a shift in, before I go to these articles on eugenics, I have to go back to this election. What is happening is Kamala is exhibiting personality traits of the people that we call I don't know if you want to say sociopath or psychopath, some type of behavior that is unnormal. And I call the behavior, she is the elixir of power. The elixir of power. She is high on the prospect that she's going to become the president of this country. This is what power does to people. It just takes you into another world of fantasy. Kamala Harris and the people in her entourage are living in a world of fantasy. Do they know that there is another force in the Democratic Party much more powerful than they are? Much more evil? I do believe they do. I do believe you have this battle of the two bulls or three bulls. And in 3 days, well, let's see, today's the, yeah. Well, in 4 days, roughly, we're going to have the Democratic, everybody's going, all the focus will be centered in Chicago. Everything's going to be centered in Chicago. The whole world is watching, like the opening song of my programs. The Chicago, the band, they were, the song opens with the chanting, "The whole world's watching, the whole world's watching, the whole world's watching." And the whole world is watching once again, not the riots that took place in Chicago in the 70s in the city. This is where the band put together that song, "The Whole World's Watching." And now the whole world is watching once again. Something is going to happen in Chicago, I feel. Can't prove it. When the Democratic convention begins, and everybody that is somebody in the Democratic Party will be there, even if they have COVID, even if they have to come in a stretcher or a wheelchair, if they be helicoptered in, they're going to be there. Joe Biden, whoever is going to replace him, I'm not sure he will be there. Just not sure Joe will be there. Will Obama be there? Bet your bottom dollar. And Joe will be there. And I'm not sure Joe will be there, but Barry Satoro will be there. The whole world's watching. The power struggle is going to be more evident. And I don't know if this will be the event where Kamala is going to be shown the exit. I'm not sure. But Barry, he is going to... Something is going to happen. I don't know what. I do know that Barry, he wants back. He wants to be in the game once again. He doesn't want to wait. Some of the reasons that he wants back in is the war in Ukraine. He wants to escalate it. The war in the Middle East. He would love to end it, to stop it, which he cannot do. Trump is in the, we're watching weeks, a month, 2 months, I don't know What is going to happen? Donald Trump is near the finish line, and that meaning the end of his political career. Very near the end of his political career. I don't know if he knows it, but I don't think he does. Then with Trump, Trump was stating that he could end this war in Ukraine. He would be able to sit down with all the Putin, Zelensky, NATO members, and bring this thing to a halt. This is exactly what the military-industrial complex doesn't want. They don't want an end. Trump can also bring some type of a deal in the Middle East. This is what the military-industrial complex does not want. So, they are not going to allow Trump back in. They're not going to allow him back in again. They can't allow it. There's good, bad things are coming. Bad things are coming. Not good things. I am totally distracted because I want to talk about Trump, Obama. I want to talk about eugenics, and I'm trying to tie them all in, tie everything in together. Then I want to talk about another individual, Bill Gates of Hell. This is important. In my estimation, when Barry Satoro resumes power, one of the individuals that will be play a huge part in his administration is Bill Gates of Hell. And talking about eugenics, this is going to play the concept of eugenics. What is it? I'll tie this in briefly. The practice or advocacy of improving the human species by selectively mating people with specific desirable hereditary traits. It aims to reduce human suffering by breeding out disease, disabilities, and so-called undesirable characteristics from the human population. Okay, returning. Had to take. Needed to get a drink. With this matter of eugenics, it was all right. I'm trying not to lose my voice, and I'm not going to lose it. This ties into the coming administration, and I'm going to get through this and present this to you the way it should be presented in what is coming once, I believe, this Obama administration returns to power. One of the main individuals in that administration, along with Obama, will be Bill Gates. And as we know, Gates' philosophy on eugenics, his read, his father's, what his father did. So I'm presenting the matter of eugenics was popular in the United States during much of the first half of the 20th century, and earned a negative association because of Adolf Hitler and his obsessive attempts to create an advanced Aryan race. And that philosophy, you know, is still the philosophy of those in power in this country. Hasn't changed. And they've changed names. It's now called human genetic engineering. It's come a long way scientifically and ethically. So supposedly it offers hope for treating these devastating genetic illnesses. Remember what the Nazis did in Germany. They just, those that had these either psychological or physical handicaps, they just cleaned up the society. That's what's coming to this country once again. Now, there's an individual by the name of Francis Galton. And he says that eugenics literally means good creation. Plato may have been the first person to promote the idea. But the name and term eugenics came on the scene with this Francis Galton, Sir Francis Galton. Don't forget the sir. And Plato had a book, The Republic, one of his works. He wrote about creating a superior society by procreating high-class people together and discouraging coupling between the lower classes. He suggested a variety of mating rules to help create the optimal society. This is a philosophy that the wealthy have even today. For instance, men should only have relations with a woman when arranged by their ruler, not their parents, by their ruler. And incestuous relationships between parents and children were forbidden, but not between brother and sister. Plato's ideas may have been considered a form of ancient eugenics. Galton, whose cousin was Darwin, hoped to better humankind through the propaganda of the British elite. His plan never really took hold in his own country. So, but in America, it was more widely embraced. Eugenics made its first official appearance in American history through marriage laws in 1896. This is going to play into the future. This is going to play into what's coming in this country. This is why I thought today I better present this, because this election is, I think I began saying probably in 2021. I should go back to the podcasts, but even back then, from a biblical point of view, this would be the final election in American history. There won't be another election, if you want to call this an election. I should have phrased it this way. This will be the final change of power in the United States of America. From what we have presently, which is not Joe Biden, to a switch from what we have to the new Obama administration. This will be the final administration in American history before Christ returns. I just want to be very matter of fact. I'm putting myself out on thin ice, but I don't personally believe that. I believe what I'm presenting is going to hold water and keep me solid on the ice. There are too many signs. There are many people that realize that are hoping for a Trump return, but even they, deep in the intuition, they are very concerned. They know the power, or we know the power of the machine. We know the power of what these people can do, what they have done. They have already, the Democrats, this is a society that is already controlled by them. That is just the fact. The election laws are corrupt. The technology is too powerful. The mainstream media and the daily, the power of the big lie, daily, every day, every hour, they have a playbook and they repeat the same thing over and over and over. Kamala is ahead of Trump. Kamala has taken the lead. Kamala is the best thing since the invention of the wheel. And the people, and the people, like Hitler's, who was it? Who was the Ministry of Propaganda? I want to say Goebbels. I'm not sure that was who the minister was. Tell the big lie long enough and the people believe it. And it's true. The power of positive thinking, remember Norman Vincent Peale. The power of positive thinking. The power of the lie. It begins in the Garden of Eden with the serpent and Eve believing she couldn't be deceived, believing she could have a dialogue with the deceiver. And look at what happened. Death came to mankind. And Christ said that before his return, once again, the big lie would be there is no God, and that deception would be the tool of the devil. It would be the main tool, deception. And I'm afraid that what the Bible says is true. There is a spell, there is a covering, there is a veil over the minds of the people of the world, and especially of this country. And it's evident to those who get back and look and take an overhead view. And I think people believe, many conservatives are now coming to the reality that there's a big sign coming and it's not good. It is not positive. It is frightening, disturbing, almost uncomprehendable. If what I'm presenting is going to occur, then we should all pay attention. I am just overwhelmed with how we're being bombarded with so many new things. And this Yoel Harari, he said that, it's a bad paraphrase, he said what you do is bombard the people with so much news that it just overwhelms them. And that's true. This guy is cunningly evil. Oh, he's going to be a big part of the coming Obama administration. I guarantee it. If he doesn't die of something, this individual will play a big part in this coming administration. Already, I feel, from my point of view, if this is what I'm presenting, and I've considered this for 3 years, I've considered the scenarios. Who would be the players in the coming administration? Who would be the individuals, the people that are going to be selected? Like Adolf Hitler in the 30s, early 30s, he already began to wean the those who were going to interfere, obstruct his plan. He began to weed them out. And at the same time, person by person, pick each individual that would be part of his core plan, from propaganda, media, carrying out operations, working with the countries that have the technology so that he could carry out his plan. Example, IBM. He was already working with IBM to get the machines, punch card. I believe he was already working with Henry Ford for rubber. Dunlop. Think he was already working with the Rockefellers. Strategies for fuel. We don't see things properly because we don't think. Corporations, CEOs of corporations, individuals in government, they're fascinated with looking at scenarios in the future. 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 50 years, 100 years into the future. We don't think like that. We think about, and we're forced to think about month to month, paycheck to paycheck. Not these people. They're visionaries. Jared Polis. Is there already in the strategies of Barry? He's been looking at who's who in America. This is what I feel. This is my view. And he's been thinking about Jared Polis here in Colorado. And I think Buttigieg. And the governor of California. I think he's been thinking about Nancy Pelosi. And his feeling is Nancy's got to go. She needs to take care of her vineyard. Sip wine with the few people that she really has befriended. He's been thinking about Kamala. Kamala has no future with Barry. The Clintons. What about the Bill and Hillary? So this is the way these people think. And I'm just thinking that there will be a shift, one final shift, one more time, a shift of power in the United States of America. It's at this season. It's at this election. That shift is going to take place. The final shift, the final president or ruler of the United States of America is about to step onto the stage. Kamala, no way. Nope. There's only one person. Logic. But I'm not coming from logic. I'm coming from a biblical perspective. Revelation chapter 17. Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 17 and 18. I'm sorry, yeah, 17 and additionally adding 18. There is going to be a final president of this country that's going to come back into power. I was thinking about eugenics, and that's why I decided to go this direction. Now, to continue this line, you can see what's coming. These people, they feel that they are the ones to make decisions for the world. One of the plans of those who believe in this eugenics philosophy is sterilization. And this word sterilization is dark. Sterilizations were forced and performed on minorities. This is back in 1909 up to 1979. There are about 20,000 sterilizations that occurred just in California in the State Mental Institute under the guise of protecting society from the offspring of people with mental illness. 33 states would allow involuntary sterilization. In 1927, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that forced sterilizations of the handicapped, it does not violate the U.S. Constitution. This is what this is their mindset. An Aryan race, a race that is superior to every other superior overall. And also, they have the right to rule, to make decisions on our behalf, sterilize us, euthanize us, rob us. These people are going to come to power in the United States. The target is not going to be just the American people. The whole world. Whole world is going to be the target of these individuals who believe they are the new gods of the world. I'm watching the euphoria. I'm watching Kamala Harris. I'm watching what she's drunk with power. She's literally drunk. I don't even think she sleeps at night. She's so wound up. She's going to burn out her adrenals here if she doesn't be careful. This is what's going on. This is the what's coming to this country. But this not just America, to the world. This is what's coming to the world. And quickly. This is pretty heavy. I'm trying to... I'm going to go to a break. I'm going to let you think about it. And then I'm going to come back in the next hour. And I need to make some adjustments here. I am almost distracted, but I'm clear in my thinking. I am very clear about what I'm saying. I'm very matter of fact. There is a change of power for one final time, or one final change of power in America, in the land of the plumed serpent. One final change of power. And when the dust settles, and I'm wondering if the dust is going to be kicked up here at the Democratic National Convention on the 19th of August. The dust, what is going to fly? What is going to happen? The shock factor that I think might be coming to America. The nations of the world are watching what's going on. The whole world's watching. I just wonder what's going to happen. Well, I'm going to play a little music. I'll be back in a few minutes to begin with the next hour. Remember, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for the first hour of each program. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com to the podcast section. Both hours are archived on 1360KHNC.com podcast section, Present True Site, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. I'll be right back and continue.